It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Little roller up along first, behind the back, it gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Tuned into Game On with Josh Silverberg.
Game On!
Talking all things sports. It's
Game On!
Yeah, Game On!
Game On! Right here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Joining you every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. I am your host, Josh Silverberg. It is a Friday, by the way. That's how we do it. Check us out on all of our other great shows that we have on here on worldwidesportsradio.com, as well as downloading our free app. Type in WWSRN. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch. Kenny is here. Love it, as is Snug as well. So much to get into. Speedy is here as well, of course, producing the show. Speedy and I were scrambling before. We had a whole format of the show ready to go. I usually have the format done by like 7 in the morning. I sent it to him. Everything was ready. And then two things decided to happen. One, Mark Murphy, the CEO of the Packers, decided to talk before about the Aaron Rodgers situation. And then, of course, the big news, the big trade that went down, which is the number one overall pick has been traded. I will discuss that in a few minutes. Of course, I want to get to my leadoff spot, just to give you a little tidbit of what we are going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the leadoff, the LIV and the PGA Professional Golf Tour. They are working together this weekend, and wouldn't it be something if a Brooks Koepka or somebody like that wins a tournament? What a slap in the face that would be to the PGA to do that. That's number one. Number two, we're going to get to the Aaron Rodgers and the Jets situation. Is Aaron Rodgers close to being a New York Jet, or will he just retire? That seems to be his only two options. I will get into Mark Murphy, the CEO of the Green Bay Packers, in his conversation as well. He met with the media. I have a couple of quotes as well. That, and of course, Lamar Jackson. What's going on with him? Why is nobody interested in Lamar Jackson, or is there people that are interested, but they realize they're not going to be able to get him? And then, of course, we will recap AEW Revolution this past weekend that happened. Great show on Sunday night. We're going to get into the World Baseball Classic update. We're going to get into March Madness, which, of course, you're going to see the field this Sunday. Speedy asked me the question, is Wisconsin going to be in it? Ha ha, I laugh at that. No shot as well. That, and of course, we'll get to our buzzer beater as well. But we have to begin, of course, with the news that broke a few minutes ago. I want to thank Ben for sending this to me. So the breaking news that has happened is the number one overall pick has been traded. The Chicago Bears have traded the pick to the Carolina Panthers. And here is what it is. Of course, the Panthers are getting the number one overall pick now. Of course, they're going to get a quarterback. The big question is, what are the Bears getting in return? The Bears are getting in return, they still have their pick, okay? So they have their pick. They get the Bears' ninth overall pick. There's no extra first-round pick for the Panthers here. They get the ninth overall pick. They swap positions. They get the first of 2024 next year. They get an extra second-round pick this year, so they'll have two in the second round. They get a second in 2025, and then they get DJ Moore, one of the top receivers in football. It's a lot. Now, of course, when you're a quarterback-needy team, you have Frank Reich there, who I think has been beyond sick to this point of having to deal with the constant veteran quarterbacks that he got in Indy, whether it was Phillip Rivers or it was Matt Ryan or Nat. Now Frank Reich gets to build his quarterback. The question is going to be, who is that quarterback going to throw the football to? That's number one. I don't believe DJ Moore is a bit of a head case. I never heard anything about him, Stug. Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't heard anything about him. Look at what you're getting. Again, the Panthers are not getting an extra pick. Just remember that. They're just swapping places with the Bears. So they're going first and ninth. And the Bears are getting the extra first next year, the second this year, second 2025, and DJ Moore. It's a lot. Now, of course, when you're swapping picks and you're trading for the number one overall pick, you're expected to get that. Now, here's what the Bears do get. Again, they still get their first-round pick. They get extra picks for this year, an extra for next year, and an extra in 2025. And they get now a good receiver for Justin Fields, still the football to, after Claypool has not really worked that well, who they got from Pittsburgh, Chase Claypool. So now you add DJ Moore to that room. The question is going to be now is when that rookie quarterback comes in to the Carolina Panthers, who is that quarterback going to throw the football to? They traded Christian McCaffrey away last year. They don't have DJ Moore anymore. It doesn't make any sense to me. The reason to add DJ Moore into this, I would have added maybe another draft pick or two, honestly. Because the thing about DJ Moore is now you have a safety blanket for that rookie quarterback to throw the football to. Now you generally don't have anything. My guess is, and it's a great pickup for the Chicago Bears. This is awesome for the Bears. My guess is, I think what's going to happen is I think the Panthers will probably try to get maybe Anthony Richardson. Let Richardson sit. You let Sam Darnold start this year. And play. It's a complete rebuild now for the Panthers, which it was already anyway, because when they traded McCaffrey, the problem was they were in such a weak NFC South that they had a legitimate shot to make the playoffs this year. To me, I think what the Panthers are going to probably do is I think they're going to take Anthony Richardson. I could be wrong, of course. I don't see Young or Levis being the guy. I think because Richardson is kind of a project, a lot of scouts and analysts are saying he is more of a project quarterback. He's going to sit, learn, do everything like that. Then you go that route. You try to let Richardson maybe start the next year. They'll have a ton of cap space. You try to get somebody into Carolina to work with Frank Reich and all that. Now, what do the Bears do? I could see the Bears going a couple of ways. Now, I know Snug says use second round pick on a wide receiver. I could see them getting, you know, I was thinking Njigba, who has chemistry with Justin Fields from Ohio State, the kid from Ohio State. I could see them going that route. I could see them going offensive line help. We know the Bears need that. It's going to be interesting what the Bears do. And it's like, that's exactly what I'm saying. Levis is ready to start. Richardson is not, which is why I think Richardson is going to sit this year. And that's why if you're the Panthers, you're going to take Richardson, let him. Because you would think Richardson probably has the highest ceiling. You know what you're going to get from Will at this point. Young, I'm not big on Bryce Young. I'm not a big Bryce Young guy. I have not been. I don't think he's somebody you can rely on. You know, especially he didn't do enough at Alabama. He didn't win a national championship. Let's call it like it is. He did it. He didn't do what Jalen Hurts did. He didn't do what Tua did. He didn't win a national championship. And that's what your expectation is at Alabama. So to me, I think if you're the Panthers, I think that the person you're probably going to go with is Anthony Richardson. I think that's what they're trying to do. Frank Reich is going to get his rookie quarterback here. He's going to be able to do, to develop and work with them. You let Darnold play for the year. Like I said, I think this is a no-brainer for the Chicago Bears to get these picks, plus to add DJ Moore. It's literally to the point where that you now have Claypool and you add DJ Moore. So now Justin Fields is starting to get some talent around him where maybe he doesn't have to run so much. The question still remains out there about Justin Fields is, can he throw the football? I don't know. Nobody really knows. I don't know if he's, you know, because we saw it this year with Justin Fields, right? We saw with Fields what he was able to do in certain games. He used his legs, ran for big plays. His accuracy was off. The deep throw wasn't there. And you can make the case the offensive line is not great for Chicago. They don't have any receivers. Their running attack is okay. It's not great. But now you added DJ Moore into the room with Chase Claypool. You would think Claypool's now – Chase Claypool's not number one. He's number two or number three. Now you have a number one in DJ Moore. And again, you could accumulate these picks. You're going to have two first-rounders next year. You're going to have two second-rounders in 2025. Chicago Bears are in great, great shape. They really are. And they made that trade with the Giants to move up to get Fields. So now you can see they're trying to build around Justin. They're probably not going to be able to get a Will Anderson at this point. He'll be gone. So you would imagine they're going to because their defense needs a lot of help too, especially they traded Roquan Smith and traded all that away. Khalil Mack's not there anymore. But this is a high upside pick for the Chicago Bears. They did really well here, especially getting the player. Getting the player was a massive, massive get for Chicago. And like I said, when you're a team and you need a quarterback, if you feel that quarterback is there, you need to go up and get him. It's that simple. Teams do it all the time. If you need to go up there and you need to grab that quarterback and you feel that quarterback is there for you and you feel he's going to fit the mold of your franchise for years to come, you can't fault them. No, Snug, the Panthers are not trading for Aaron Rodgers. Stop it. A lot happening here. There's a ton happening right now. And like I said, I had this whole thing with the golf, with March Madness, AEW, World Baseball Classic, St. John's. I wanted to get a little St. John's. Probably do that at the buzzer beater. And I think there's a certain coach that I think will be the one that coaches St. John's. Of course, Jim Boeheim, after 47 years out at Syracuse. We saw how that relationship ended. But going back to this for a second, this is really a key point that's how much it will cost for the number one overall pick. Could be a possibility, Snug. But no, Pedro ran away. I don't know where he went. Might be for the better. Who knows? But again, good on the Chicago Bears. And like I said, they got the picks, but the key is here, they got the player to help their quarterback in DJ Moore. Now we're going to see when they put this all together, how they do. And we'll see where it goes from there. Did the Panthers give up a lot? Of course. But that's what the number one pick is going to go for, ladies and gentlemen. And now other teams, you know, we've heard Indy is interested in Will Levis. We've heard that. Where does Bryce Young go? Who knows? But Anthony Richardson had a massive killer at the combine. I hate the combine so much. I hate the combine. I can't stand it. But what I see right now from this is Chicago Bears made a killing on this. Good for them. They're going to help their young quarterback out. And I think it's great. So we'll do that. Also, I wanted to get into a little Kyrie Irving later. I know. Who would have thought I'd get back into that? And a little Durant. I'm not even here anymore. So as I'm writing that down. Speedy, we'll go to break at 6:30. We'll do 6:30. You know. I want to get into a little bit of Aaron. Who would have thought football's over and this is what we're going with? I want to get into a little Aaron Rodgers conversation. And what I want to do is I want to pull this up. I'm going to pull up Mark Murphy, who is the CEO of the Green Bay Packers. This is what he said today. A quote that he said, and here it is. On if Rodgers could still be the Packers quarterback in 2023. Yeah. I mean, unless if things don't work out the way we would want them. Yeah, obviously, he's a great player. Four-time MVP. It's trying to find what he wants and what we want. And hopefully we can find a win-win situation. Okay? When I hear something like that, does that, in my opinion, and in your opinion, sound like a guy that is basically saying, oh, yeah, we'll welcome Aaron back. We'll welcome him back. you know. And then he said very few players play for only one team. Obviously, Brett had a good career. Aaron had a good career too. It's a situation where I think we wanted to help Aaron achieve what he wanted as well as the Packers. Hopefully, it will create a situation where it's a win-win for both sides. Okay. So, here's how I view this. You hear that quote, right? And I'll read it again. Yeah, I mean, unless if things don't work out the way we want them. Yeah, we would. He's obviously a great player. I don't know about you. That sounds like to me somebody that is just, I'm ready to move on and call it a day. That's how Mark Murphy sounds to me. Because here's the thing. The Packers are ready for Jordan Love to go. And we've seen it. It's essentially Jets or retirement. I could tell you right now, and I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers and the kind of person that he is, I can care less. Here's the reality. He is not turning down $60 million. And no, Stark, that's definitely not what it sounds like. What it sounds like to me is a guy that's ready to move on and let Jordan Love play football. And it sounds like a guy that just wants to get rid of Aaron at this point. Apparently the agreement's been made. Now we just wait for Rodgers to decide. I've been back and forth the last few days. I've said he's coming here. This morning, I felt a little, I don't think he is coming here. Now, I don't know. Because the truth of the matter is, if Aaron retires, he hurts both Green Bay and he hurts the Jets. He hurts Green Bay because they're not going to get any assets for him, and he hurts the Jets because they don't get the quarterback. Now, Aaron has gone on record as saying, I don't want to leave teams hot, you know, tied and waiting. Well, dude, the new league year starts Monday. You might want to figure out which way you want to go. Now, if the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, and we've seen all the recruiting tactics, you know, Sauce burning the cheese head last night on his podcast with Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. I think the kids, they have spunk, swagger, fantastic. I mean, I like it in baseball when guys flip their bats and they do the swag. I think it's great for the game. As Ken Griffey Jr. used to say, let the kids play. Let the kids play. Who cares? I'm not bothering anybody. All right, I'm not a Karen. I'm not a get-off-your-lawn person that doesn't like that. If Aaron Rodgers wants to go smoke some ayahuasca and sit in a dark room for 3 days, hell, let him have fun and do it. Who cares? He's not hurting anybody. The fact of the matter is this. Aaron Rodgers needs to decide what he wants to do. According to the Jets, Woody Johnson and the sources, they said that they had a great meeting with him. It was positive, and they were very happy with it. You saw Woody smiling in the pictures as they were leaving his house or wherever they were coming from. But to me, I think what's interesting is this. The New York Jets, I think, already have competition agreed to with the Green Bay Packers. They're just waiting for Aaron to say, let's go. They're saying, let's go. Let's get it done. Let's have at it with this. Let's get our offseason rolling. And you're seeing contracts moved around. David Bakhtiari's contract got moved today. For if they have to trade him, it doesn't hurt their cap. CJ Uzuma from the Jets got his money turned into a bonus. Braxton Berrios got cut. He has apparently already reached out, Joe Douglas, to CJ Mosley and other players on the Jets to fix their contracts. And Carl Lawson. So we'll see where this goes. He's coming to this morning. I don't think he's coming. I have no idea. Because I don't know what's in Aaron Rodgers' head. But if he turns down $60 million, he's crazy. $60 million, folks. It's a lot of ayahuasca you can buy. You could buy all the dark rooms you want in your house. Just don't pay your electric bill. That's what Aaron Rodgers could do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into a little more football conversation. Tua, back to the Dolphins on the fifth-year option. Lamar Jackson, he's still out there. Why is nobody interested in him? Well, I'll tell you, it's not really that nobody's interested in him. It's just teams don't want to help the Baltimore Ravens. We'll do a little March Madness conversation. We'll get to the live and the PGA. Do a little AEW talk. And then we'll get to our buzzer beater and so much more. We'll be right back with Game On here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Game on!
Game on!
We're back!
Juicy score!
You're listening to Game On with Josh Silverberg.
We are back for the second half, ladies and gentlemen, of Game On here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can check us out. My show, along with other great shows that we have, such as Sports Loudmouths, The Herd, The Wise Guys, The Betting Show, of course, Kenny's show on Sundays. Do not forget, Snug plugs that every single time on our chats. So don't forget any of those shows that we have. Check us out at worldwidesportsradio.com and on our free app. You can type it in, WWSRN. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Periscope, Twitch, and so much more. I'm still working on getting my mixer for the phone calls. So, if, you know, when you call, you're not really going to be able to hear me well. Hoping in the next week or two, I will have that mixer and we'll be ready to go. And I could have my phone be hooked up to it and that we could get that going. So let's get back into the football conversation. We have a couple more minutes left. And let's talk about Lamar Jackson. And everybody's been saying, why is nobody interested in Lamar Jackson? Why hasn't anybody reached out to him? Why aren't teams going? I mean, I'm seeing now teams like the Atlanta Falcons and the Las Vegas Raiders on their own Twitter page retweeting that they are not going after Lamar Jackson, which usually that does not happen, by the way. You know? That you could definitely do too, Snug. My wife hears me upstairs, that is for sure. So why is nobody interested in Lamar Jackson? The truth of the matter is teams are interested in Lamar Jackson. Here's the reality. The problem is any offer, because it is a non-exclusive tag, any offer that they offer to Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens could just match it. And that's what a lot of executives have been saying, and the word's been going around is, we don't want to do the Baltimore Ravens dirty work. We don't want to do the dirty work of them. We don't want to have to negotiate Lamar, get him to agree to a deal, and then the Ravens just match it. Now, if it's some ridiculous past Deshaun Watson contract number, then I think the Ravens would take the two first-round picks, but you're losing Lamar Jackson. You're losing a massive part of the team. And see, I just saw Ben just joined us and he missed the whole Aaron Rodgers stuff. It's okay. You can rewatch it. So, to me, it's not about teams aren't interested in Lamar. It's they don't want to do the work for the Ravens. Have them give a contract to him. Have him accept the deal. And then the Ravens just match it. And then he's got to go back to Baltimore. Because it's not fair to that team that's offering him a deal then. So, it's almost like it's almost like with the Ravens, they're going to bring this guy back, but then the issue is going to be, well, hold on. How come you didn't give me this number when we were in negotiation? Why all of a sudden are you going to accept this deal when another team offered it to me and you're going to do it that way? That's the issue that's going to, I believe, be – I'm getting all these updates. I don't know why. That's the issue that's going to be the problem with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar getting this. Now, I think Lamar's going to end up back in Baltimore. He'll agree to a deal. I do. Unless somebody blows him completely out of the water in Baltimore says we'll take the two first-round picks. Now, that could very well happen, of course. And the other question is Lamar Jackson worth it? I like Lamar Jackson. The problem is the last few years he hasn't stayed healthy. Consistency with him the last couple of years has also been a little off. Now, he's an excellent fourth-quarter quarterback. You see the comebacks that he's had. He's been reliable at times when he needs his team to come back. I personally think he could have played this year. He did not because of the injury. You know, he didn't have a contract, so he didn't play. Just my opinion. I know other people believe that as well. We'll see where they go with Lamar Jackson. I think he ends up back in Baltimore. Tua Tagovailoa. He gets the fifth-year option picked up. The Miami Dolphins are all in on Tua. We know this. We've heard the rumors that they're trying to get Tom Brady out of retirement to play for the Dolphins. Look, if the Dolphins bring Tom Brady out of retirement, Fox should rescind their contract of Brady. And the problem with Brady is you can't do this not once but twice. Get all emotional sitting on the beach and saying, I'm retiring, I'm done. And then I'll say a couple weeks later, I'm back. I'm back with Miami. Can't do that. You did it once already, fine. You do it two times, you can't go back from it. Now, Brady could definitely, I think, go back to Miami. We'll see. Let Tua sit for a year. Let him get his head straight with all the injuries and all that stuff. And let him, you know, let him figure out where they go with that. I still think Tua's going to be the guy. I don't think Brady's going to come back. I think Brady will sit out this year. He'll start over on Fox next year. And I feel horrible for Greg Olsen. He was fantastic in the Super Bowl. He was great in the playoffs. I love where that is. As far as where that, you know, where they go with that. But I think Tua's going to be the quarterback this coming year. The Giants, Daniel Jones, he's back on a four-year deal and a non-exclusive franchise tag, Saquon Barkley. Look, I think it's a good deal for the Giants. Here's the reason why. If they franchise tag Jones, I believe it would have been 32, 33 mil. Because they signed Jones, his cap hit this year, and they franchise tag Barkley, combined, that number was less than what the Giants would have had to pay to franchise tag Daniel Jones. I like the move for the Giants. It's an op. They could get out of the contract, I believe, after the second year. You could go there, see how it does. If it doesn't work out, then you move on. You get another quarterback after 2 years. We know the Giants need help. They need help at receiver. They need help at the tight end position. They need help on defense. They're linebackers. They're corners. They need help. They also have to pay Dexter Lawrence. They have to pay. You got to figure out what Saquon. You got to put him on the franchise. And is he going to be happy about this, Barkley? I don't think so. But listen, this was your first really full, healthy season. And that's the thing about running backs today, right? It's, you know, Bijan Robertson is one of the best running back prospects to come out since Barkley, and he'll be in the first round pick, but teams are going to be skeptical to take a running back in the first round. But if you take Bijan Robertson, you can't fault him for it. He's talented out of Texas. The truth of the matter is this. Robertson's going to be a stud, but teams are going to say, do we take a first round draft pick with a running back? And where is that team going to pick him? Where does that team fall? Like, I've heard Minnesota's interested in trading Dalvin Cook. Does Minnesota take a Bijan Robertson if they trade Dalvin Cook? Do they go that route? Do the Patriots do it? Take some pressure off of Mac Jones? I don't think he's going to fall far enough to, like, where Buffalo can take him or Kansas City can take him. But that's something that I think needs to be answered is, will Barkley be happy about this? 10.5 mil. I mean, think about this. Josh McCown got paid more as a backup than what Barkley is getting this year on the franchise tag. That's the most wild thing possible. Brock Purdy had his surgery done today. He should be ready. We'll see what the 49ers are going to do with their quarterback position. I still think they're going to put all their eggs in their Trey Lance basket. They traded up to get him. Kyle Shanahan's going to want to make it work. Adam Thielen also getting released today. I can tell you the New York Giants will be interested in him. He's going to have a market. It's a very thin market at wide receiver this year. DeAndre Hopkins is up to being traded. We'll see where that goes. I've heard the Cowboys. I don't know how that's going to work. But we'll see. Jalen Ramsey is up to being traded. So there's a lot of football news that is going on right now. Paper here starts Monday at midnight. You'll see at midnight, you'll see some crazy moves. Wednesday is when the new league year officially starts. So we will see what happens. There's a lot of football talk to get to, but we have about 15 minutes left, so I want to get to a little bit more. March Madness is starting up, ladies and gentlemen. This is where I find sports when it starts to get towards the end of March. You have baseball starting up, the basketball and hockey playoff races in effect. The NFL draft stuff happens in April. The new league year is starting now. This is where the best time of the year is in sports. That and then September, October, when all the sports are up. You got the baseball playoffs, basketball, hockey starts, college football's in effect, the NFL's in effect. So Speedy gave me these. These are not from Speedy. He got them from a website. Okay. The projected number one seeds this year. Houston, Alabama, UCLA, Kansas. UCLA will not be a number one seed at this point. They lost in their tournament yesterday. The number two seed, Arizona, Texas, Marquette, and Purdue. We had other ones. I think Speedy sent them to me. The three seeds. Here they are. The three seeds. Baylor, UConn, Tennessee. I believe Gonzaga, Kansas State, were more. So, you're looking at this. This is, to me, as wide open as a field this year. And I will say this personally. I don't even think winning your conference championship is that serious of a thing this year. I'd rather just, honestly, if I was one of these higher seeded teams, I'd rather lose early in this tournament, get knocked out, and get some rest for next week. And I know what you're going to say, that's crazy. You're losing an opportunity at a one seed. You could play in your, you know, part of, you know, you could play in your part of the bracket and everything like that. You could play in, you know, you could play there. To me, this field is so wide open this year. I don't have, and I know Speedy SP when I was on the weekend crunch a couple weeks ago, who would you pick? I don't have an answer. I don't have, there's nobody I would hitch my wagon to right now at this very moment and say, I'm going with them. Like, when I fill out my bracket, probably on Monday morning, I'm not going to know where to go, who to pick. It's going to be a fly for me this year. And when I look at it in this perspective, like some of these teams I'm looking at, like Texas had a coaching change. Alabama lost one of their best players. Houston doesn't have any offense. You know, Kansas, you know, Bill Self, I believe, is not even going to be here the rest of the year. It's really a wide open field this year. I have no idea who is going to take control of this if you're picking a team, if you're going with that team. Because to me, there's no clear-cut number one this year. There's not. And I find that to be fascinating when I look at this. Speedy's a big basketball guy. I don't think Speedy really has a clear number one. I could be wrong. I mean, if Speedy wants to type it to me, I'll say it. So Speedy sent him to UCLA, and now not anymore. I don't know. I mean, look, the number one overall player this year is coming out of Europe. So, and then Speedy asked me the question, do you think Wisconsin's going to get into the tournament? I laughed at that. No shot. No shot. Joke this year. And let me tell you something. McIntosh fired Chris, and he fired Tony Granato. Greg Gard's got one more year to figure this out. But he'll be out too. Don't put anything past McIntosh at this point. I get Snug says Houston's defense is suffocating. They have no offense. That's the issue. They got no offense. They have no offense at all. And to me, I find that to be a massive. That's a massive issue. I'm just trying to figure out who I would hitch my wagon to this year. I don't have one. It's the first time. St. John's fires their head coach. And I already have a coach in mind who I think could take over at St. John's. His name is Rick Pitino. I think Rick Pitino is going to be the next coach of St. John's. He's done a wonderful job at Iona. I look at it in his perspective. If he didn't have the issues at Louisville, he'd still be there as the head coach. So I expect Pitino to be the head coach at St. John's. Jim Boeheim out after 47 years as head coach. It's about time. Long overdue. He got to coach his kids the last couple of years. So good for him. Great career. He won a national championship there. Always in Final Fours. Did well with them. But to me, and yes, Speedy, I forgot to mention that. Louisville has been dysfunctional since Pitino has left. So I think Pitino's going to go to St. John's. Syracuse did their press conference today. They have their new head coach. They know who it is already. So we'll see where that goes from there. The LIV and the PGA have their tournament this weekend. Certain players were allowed to be involved in it. Boy, wouldn't it be something if Koepka wins a PGA tournament to join LIV? What a slap in the face that'd be for the PGA. And the truth of the matter is this. It's going to draw ratings because you're going to have all these players in it. Because the LIV has not done great with the ratings on CW. Go look at the numbers. Their ratings have not been good. Here's the thing. A lot of their tournament is a lot of has-beens and wannabes. Like Sergio Garcia's on Live. They're there for the money. And I can't fault, you know, I mean, look, Norman did what he did. Had to take the money. Start this up with Saudi Arabia. But this is ballsy this weekend. If like a Brooks Koepka or somebody like that wins the PGA, wins the tournament this weekend, a PGA tournament and a Live golfer wins it, oh God. What a PR nightmare that would be to try to explain that one. Because you can. It's all about money. And I don't want to hear, oh, I was rusty. It's golf. Golf is golf. Golf is golf. Rust or no rust. So we'll see where that goes this weekend. The World Baseball Classic has started up. So far, Japan, to me, has been the most impressive team. The juggernaut with Ohtani. And how about the kid, Yoshida, from Boston? How good has that guy been, huh? What a tear he's been on. He has been on a massive tear. I like where Japan is. Puerto Rico, to me, just doesn't have enough. I don't like the USA starting rotation. DR has lost a ton. A lot of guys backed out. Vlad is hurt. Marte. Boy, Starling Marte played today for the Mets. Double and a home run. But that's also the problem with these spring training games now is that the World Baseball Classic has started. Now it's like watching minor league games because a lot of these guys won't make the team. But also the problem is with the World Baseball Classic is you want to grow the game. But then you have the United States on at 9 o'clock at night tomorrow and then 10 o'clock at night on Sunday. How's that going to help anybody to grow the game? Your own country is playing at 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow and Sunday. And see, Snug, I'm not – what I'm trying to say is that I'm not faulting the golfers for taking the money for Liv. I'm saying what a slap in the face for the PGA would be if a Liv golfer wins the tournament. I don't blame them for taking the money. I said Norman did what he had to do to start to get this thing rolling. I don't blame Brooks Koepka and these guys for taking the money and running. It's money. These Liv guys want to play in this tournament this weekend because they want to win it and stick it to the PGA. That's the point. This is bad for the PGA if a Liv golfer wins the tournament. That's what I was saying. I don't blame them for taking the money. I never said that. Kyrie Irving speaks up again. I don't even know what to say anymore about the guy. Talking about kids in the Congo. They're making Teslas or whatever they're doing. He's upset for them. I understand that. But, like, can anybody take what Kyrie Irving says seriously at this point? And then you got Kevin Durant slipping on the court. He's missing the rest of the regular season. Now this guy can't catch a break with the Suns. Hopefully he's back for the playoffs for the Suns. We'll see. We'll see where that goes from here. AEW, great pay-per-view on Sunday. Fantastic. Really good show. MJF retains that over Bryan Danielson. Texas Deathmatch between Jon Moxley and Anna Paige was great. The star ratings came out. Meltzer gave two of the matches over 5 stars. The Danielson match and the Hangman match. AEW, you know, really trying to hang in there with WWE right now because they have a lot of momentum going into WrestleMania. We know this. And I think to me, what the interesting thing is going to be is now AEW doesn't have a pay-per-view till May, which is double or nothing. WrestleMania season, how do you continue to have the fans stay in tune with WrestleMania season going on? It's going to be interesting. I love what the pay-per-view did. I know Lyle was there in San Francisco on Sunday. It was a very good show. It was a great show. Their last two pay-per-views have been fantastic with Full Gear and Revolution. I liked where their pay-per-views have gone. And now AEW is trying to lock up Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks long term. It is that time. My buzzer meter this week, it's in regards to the new NFL league year. Starts on Wednesday. You're going to see a X amount of signings that are going to happen at midnight. You're going to see it. Tuesday morning, you're going to get Twitter notifications. This guy signs this guy, this guy, this guy. It goes there. And then also, don't forget with the Amazon contract or anything like that, the cap's going to go up probably in the next 2 years. So, with that being said, you're going to see a lot of news that comes out. You're going to see a lot of information that's going to happen. I think when you look, you're waiting on this Aaron Rodgers news. Again, I said it for the last couple of days. I said Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets. I said this morning, I don't think he is. I don't know now. I have no idea. Once that happens, I think things are going to start to open up. And again, the Jets made a nice trade getting Chuck Clark from the Ravens the other day. They needed safety help. Clark is a good player to get. That's a wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check out my show along with other great shows such as Sports Loudmouths, Wise Guys, The Herd, Kenny's Show on Sundays, The Betting Show, all that and great programs on Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Check us out on worldwidesportsradio.com. And check us out on our free app. Just type in WWSRN. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Periscope, Twitch, all that and so much more. I don't believe I left anything out. I pretty much got everything in that I wanted to get in. I know that threw me off with that signing, with the trade, with the number one pick. I'm sure there'll be another bunch of crazy things as well going on. By this time next week, you will hear some new signings. Aaron Rodgers, what will he do? Lamar Jackson, is he still going to be with Baltimore? You're going to hear about that and so much more. I want to thank the fans for listening, of course, to the show every single week, for typing on the comments, calls as well. Thank you so much. Of course, don't forget to check out the Weekend Crunch on Saturdays at 7 p.m. or after all the New York Islander games on 103.9 FM, the LI News Radio Network. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun with Speedy and Arrow. So don't forget to check us out on there. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a wonderful show. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Aaron Rodgers, is he a New York Jet or is he retiring? It's going to be one or the other. That, Lamar Jackson, what are we doing? Is anybody going to sign him? We'll get to all that and so much more next week here on Game On. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Game On right here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Enjoy your Friday, everybody.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.